because we've already given three shiurim, but you have to always go back to the beginning, you have to constantly chaza, otherwise you forget. Rav Osai, we're still holding on the sugya primarily of Tam Ki'ikar, and we saw many different opinions as far as A, what it means, and B, the psak. Let's review as briefly as we possibly can. The sugyas that we saw are primarily three sugyas. Actually, four sugyas, to be more precise. If you have the Ma'amakom, it's four sugyas. One, of course, is our sugya here in Masech Techulin. The second sugya is a two-line sugya, but that's the most important sugya in many ways. The Gemara about Azar, the Sam of Zayin, but Alpha, you can say the sugya about Pen, right? Tamo Mamasha, Lokon Olav, Kedaz, Rikas Pras, Tamo Mamasha, Lokon Olav, right? Omer Rabbi Yochanan. It's generally used to be Pasna Rabbi Yochanan, it's always almost Pasna Rabbi Yochanan. How does that jive with everything else we say? That's sugya number two. Sugya number three, we saw on the screen the whole sugya, the sugya in Masechta Tzachim, that's the main sugya, that and Nozal Amad Vav, which is basically the same sugya of Tam Ki'ikar. And there's a fourth sugya, also a pretty brief sugya, which is in Tzvachim, Taf Ayin Ches, where the Gemara just talks about Min B'mino, but Mimashay Nonat Batal Barov, not Batal Barov, in the context of, as we saw quoted in the Rush here, and especially the Rush in Hilchos Challah, which we saw, but whether a person, if he has a combination of wheat and rice, and the wheat gives taste in the rice, so then not only can say chayv and challah, and you can be yotzed mitzvah of matzah, which indicates that tam is really kikar. It's not stam some chumrah because it even works the kula. Yotzed mitzvah of matzah. Those are the four. Am I correct? Did we touch any other sugars last week? I don't think so. Those are all on the Ma'amar Kama sheet. I'm not sure you're progressing as you go day by day. Those are the four sugars. Again, our sugar and chulin. The two-line sugya in Avodah Zarah, the lengthy sugya in Pesachim, and the five-line sugya in Zvachim. It's important to know what the raw material is before we go and analyze it again. If you have a question, raise your hand. Don't sit here quietly. Any questions, feel free to stop me in the middle. Good. So now, I guess the most important question, first of all, is do we pass in Tam Kikar or not? This depends upon your orientation. Tosa's orientation that everybody holds Tam Kikar. Everybody in the world holds Tam Kikar. So, of course, he passed the Tam Kikar. That's Tosa's sheet. Before going into the details of whether it's true or what it means exactly. Rashi says, not so. Rashi here is an adaf. That's a you can't escape. This is our sugya, no matter how you define it. The last Rashi, Tzadik Chesem and Beis, is Vedaik, really from the last line of Tzadik Chesem and Beis. That's where he gets it from. What? The Tam Kikar, the Bekotchem Aser. So from that one single word, the kachim also led Rashi to a whole discussion. Only by kachim it's also, but by chulin it's mutter. Tos says, "Come on, you're being ridiculous." It says kachim also because we're discussing kachim. We're talking about tzuah b'sheilah. Nothing. Don't make a big deal out of nothing. You made a mountain out of a molehill. Nothing. Okay. So that's what Rashi says. Rashi has some allies who say Tam Kikar is the Rabbanan. One of them is the Ran, but the Ran adds something important. The Ran says that Tam Kikar is the Rabbanan, it's only Tam. But if there's Mamash is there, then there's nothing to do with the Sugya of Tam Kikar, with the drushes of Mishras and Giyule Akum and all those other things, and then Basel B'Cholah, those are the three derivations that we saw. Forget about all that. You have Mamash is there. The question is, so what? But the Mamash is Batel Barov. So you said Avart, Sammy, what was your Avart again? What was the key word? Nikar. Where do we find that word? In which region? The Rashba. And where did he quote a pasuk from? Of all places, Eov. The chaych, the palate, taste the food. That's what the most important dimension of food is, its taste. It's nikar ayisr. Just as if it's nikar literally, you can see with your eyes, no one's going to say it's batel. So that if you can forgive the expression, see it with your palate, you should use the word by feel it, right? Apprehend it. That's a general word. It includes all the senses, right? So if you can have this if it's noticeable or recognizable by the palate, that's also called Nikar Iser. It's nothing to do with this Machlokas Tam Kikar. Tam Kikar is the Tam itself. But the Mamashis, if you taste it, for sure it's Asa Midaraisa. And of course, if you have enough of it, you get Malchus. If you don't have enough, you get Yonka Malchus. That's what the Ran says, even within Shitas Rashi. Fine. So we have Tosis on the one hand. We'll see some four breakdowns in Tosis. We have Rashi on the other hand with the Ran, whether Rashi agrees with the Ran himself, not completely clear. And then, of course, in the middle of always is the Rambam. The Rambam said what he said. We had it on the board on Thursday. It's a big question what the Rambam holds. The Rambam doesn't have to say anything. That's the matter of being a Rambam. You don't have to say, I pass the Tom Kikas Mutter. I pass the Tom Kikas Oraisa. He just gives you the din. But of course, this led to a tremendous amount of ink being spilled. What does he really hold? Does he really hold Tom Kikas Mutter Rabbanon? But it's more or less like the Ran. If it's Mamoshes, then the Mamoshes you would be Chayav on no matter what. Now, the Ran said, I feel a bit Elaflow bottle the Mamoshes. Right? And the Rambam seems to say, not everyone agrees, that if it depends on the ratio. If the ratio is less than Kazaz Achilas Pras, then it's Taka Bottle. And if it's more than that, then it's not Bottle. And if you'll get Malchus, you eat the Mamoshes. So it could be that the Rambam is a little bit like the Ran, but with a twist. It could be Bottle, but less than Kazaz Achilas Pras. And Ram we saw him say, I feel the Elaflow Bottle. Fine. Others say, no. Rama Pasan's Tam Kikudaraisa in his limited version thereof. So this text is not a Tosis. Tosis, we said there are four opinions. What does it mean? The most radical is the Rabbeinu Tam, as quoted in the Rush, who says, Hetta Nepach Lios Iser, Yolokan Kazayis Minatarovs. That's the most radical version of Tam Kikud, which is the Rabbeinu Tam. Doesn't matter, it could be 2%, fine. The step down of Rabbeinu Tam is Rabbeinu Chaim. Rabbeinu Chaim said that the Rebbe is right, but only in the case in which there is what we call Kazayas Vechilas Pras. Then, in fact, Hetta Nepach Lios Iser. But if it's less than that, not. Why not? So the Rosh has an explanation, a line, which we'll come back to later to explain what that really means. Fine. Then there are two other Shittas and Tosas in the top of Tzadi Tessam and Aleph. The first is an Od Yesh Lomar. How do I describe it to you? Standoff. The way I read it, Od Yesh Lomar. Tam Kikud Araisa just means, it means exactly what we said before, Visvara, according to the Od Yesh Lomar, that's goof for the derivation of Tam Kikud. You don't say Batla Baro, you say it's Nikar Yisim Betamo. That's exactly the Chiddush of Mishras, Gilin Mudmion, etc., etc. That's the Chiddush. So therefore, what does it say? Heta Nebach Lias Yisra, Chas V'Shol, what a crazy idea. All Tam Kikud cheese is that it's not Batla. It's not Batla, so that depends on what you eat of it. If you eat a lot, you get Malchus, otherwise you wouldn't. Let's read it inside the text. It's Adi Tessam and out the top line, you see it inside. It's short, we can read it inside. Two lines. Hossam in Mesech Tavod Azara, Rabbi Natam was forced to what I call a dochak, that Tama of Aloma Masho means it's min b'mina, without Tam. No, it means Shalom b'mina. And you get Malchus. Why? Because it's not bottle. So you eat enough, you get Malchus. Hegad lekas kazayas vechilas pras, kol tam lo mosho. Taka it's not bottle, but you're not going to get Malchus because you only had a chatzi shir. And if you ate fast, you ate quickly, then in fact you probably will get Malchus. Not the ratio, it's irrelevant. Just a matter of de facto. Eh? That's the simplest part of all, of the Shlom. Then comes the Rimi Orleans. Oh, he says, it's the Raisa, but no Malchus. Where do you get it from? It's only derived from Guliakum, which is an essay, and therefore, no Malchus. There are others who come to the same conclusion, no Malchus, from a different angle. They say it's derived from Mishras. Mishras is a source when it comes to Nazi. We saw it, we learned more of Psachim together, and Rashi quoted it over here. And some say the Ravid, for example, that by Nazi itself you would get Malchus, but elsewhere you would not get Malchus, because it's a Binyan Av, and you don't get Malchus unless it's beferish in the Pasuk. Some say it's derived from Gyul Yaakov again, no Malchus. And that would be perhaps even by Nazir, because Mishras is for Heter Mestar for Yisr, to Machlokos HaTanoim, as we saw. So that's, we gave a quick summary. If you have any questions on the summary, ask me now. Yes?
So on Kuf Chesem and Aleph, when we first deal with Tam...
That's the source which we... is
for Basra Chol.
Correct.
So... wouldn't I assume that the cases that since we're getting Tom Kaker from Basra Chol, that the case should be the same?
Correct.
By other things also.
Correct.
Right? So by Basra Chol, it seems like we're talking about a case where you put the meat into milk, you cook it, and then you can even take out the iser.
Correct.
There's no iser there, so how can we be dealing with cases where?
So you're saying it's a rife, the Gemara Kuf Ches, that Tom Kaker means pure Tom without any iker.
Yeah.
Good question. We have to discuss. We'll get to it today. Are we discussing the Cholov or discussing the Basra? In the Cholov, you're right. The Cholov only has a taste of meat. Is that the Raya?
I mean, Rashi seems that way.
Or is the Raya from the meat? The meat, it's arguable, has an amushus, it's arguable, if the milk come into it. So you have to be a little bit careful about that.
Rashi said that you even take the iser out. The Rashi said that specifically that you're taking the iser out of the milk, and then it's still us.
Rashi Kufches.
Yeah.
Let's take a look. Let's everyone turn to Kufches, please. Omer Abaye, right? The first Rashi.
Yeah, I think so.
Omer Abaye, Tam La Mosho BeAlma Doraisa, which we call in our language Tam Kiker. Hoda Asfina B'Chol Yisun Mishenos Tutam Beheter. Afa pi she'ein ochel mamish kagon silek oyser veinkel elatamo do raisehi the garmin mi basa becholov asher one of achila also vashel shlosha pamim dera afa gav dechi mesalik zemitoch zel yachav bishulo ein kan elahatam doesn't say which way uminei garmina lecholisum b'mamatzino so certainly the milk is only has the tam the meat we have to see later if that's not considered by mamash or not.
But the way he's saying is that you're taking out the iser. Like there is no, it's not both of them together anymore. It's they're separate now.
Very good.
Let me explain the Binyamin's kash.
If Rabosai, the way the Ran said it, it's meridik. Tam ki ikar is only what you have. Only tam. There's no mamashes. You have mamashes. It's nothing to do with the sugyas. He's a gomer. Let's take the Odi Shloma. The way we had read the Odi Shloma is saying that tam ki all it does. Is it prevents the original object from becoming bottle. If that's the case, what does that have to do with Basa B'Cholov? It's nothing to do with Basa B'Cholov. Basa B'Cholov is this, right? There's no connection. Of course, you note that the word Tamki was not found over here. Aha! So he'll say, you're right, this is a different story. This is one story, and Tamki is another story. So that he's,
I thought that this is where we're getting it from.
No. Said that, Rashi said that, but the Odi Shloma is not Meshubah to that, not necessarily. But Kitzer, it does say Tam Avolam Amosha, but that's not necessarily the same as Tam Kiko, who said exactly the same thing.
Then you can compare it to the case, you can say it's the same case as Rabbi Yochanan, though.
Well, that's the question. If Tam Avolam Amosha, where this particular case means, where there's no Mamoshas whatsoever, it's an indication, although not a complete proof, that the same expression, Tam Avolam Amosha, means in Masechta Avodah Zarah the same thing. Which is against many Rishonim. I mean, Rabbeinu Tam said, there it's min b'mino. Here it's clear that it has nothing to do with this sugya. So you're going to have, obviously, at least one gadol who's going to say, listen, the word means something here, means something there. It doesn't mean the same thing necessarily.
It's the same phrase.
But
two different things.
Won't Rabbeinu Tam have to argue with that? Won't he have to?
I mean,
Rabbeinu Tam is going to say, the Tam of the Mamashim means it's min b'mino. So it has nothing to do with Basa B'Cholav at all. So that's the extreme case. Of how the same phrase means obviously must mean two different things here and in Masechta Avodah Zarah.
We already mentioned that Rabbeinu Tam is pretty
dochi. But I'm saying that this is another dochi he has to swallow. Aside from push up shot, he has to swallow this dochi too. That the same word means two different things. You're right, but maybe someone else could swallow this dochi without that one. But it's a very good point, Benjamin. Excellent. Rabosai, this is a review. So now I want to go over my chiddush from last time. Go over it again. Chazanish says he didn't find any reason to say hetanat bachlios iser. I don't know what it does with the rush. I still don't know. If you have an answer, let me know. And it's against the Gemara because the Gemara is in tzadik chesav at aleph. You have a half a kazayis of chalif falls into meat. So the Gemara says it shouldn't be mezalzal chatzis shasam in the Torah. What chatzis shir? It's a shir sholem. Because you have a half kazayis of chelif fell into 10 kazayis of meat, het the nepach lios yisur. That's a full kazayis. What are you talking about? It's not called a chatzishi anymore. That's his kasha. Kasha number one. Kasha number two, he asks against the Ramban. The Ramban says in Masechta Chal, we saw it on the screen on Thursday, taken from the Rosh in the Chuschal. If you have 43 eggs worth of wheat flour, then you mix it with rice, you're chayim nechal. If you have less, you're not chayim nechal. He asks the chatzish, that makes no sense to me. If the proper ratio is there, that's called kazayis bechilas pras. Let's say half or the majority is wheat. Who cares if you have 43 of wheat? Say the hetta nepach. How should we say it? Rice nepach lios wheat. You Ramban agree that if you have 43 eggs of wheat and you mix it in with 100 eggs of rice, and you take a sum total of 45 eggs worth, which is less than one third wheat, you Ramban agree a chayv and chala. Obviously, you say that the rice becomes wheat. So who cares if you have only 25 units of eggs worth of wheat? Said exactly the same svar. That's his kasha on the Ramban. We get the same teretz to both. The teretz is a chiddush gadol. Tam is ki ikar mamsh. If the ikar has a kazayas, we treat the potatoes, I called you last week, as being treated the same alach as ikar. They're treated as if they're chazer mamish. Same as the chazer mamish is a kazayas, you got malchus on it, you got malchus on the kazayas of the potatoes. A half is ayas of pork, believe it or not, the potatoes, which are 10 kazayas, are treated as a chatishir, and yis a chatishir. Ikar was a chatishir, the potatoes are chatishir. Same with hilchos challah. You start off with 43 eggs of wheat. The whole thing is the status of wheat. Chayav and chala. Start with 20 eggs worth of wheat. The whole thing is considered a chatishir. It can't be chayav and chala. That was a chiddush. Oh. That's our own chat, Rabbeinu Chaim, as well. I want to read the line again one more time in the text of the Rosh. Please turn to the Rosh, Perek Zayin, Simon, was Laman Aleph, I believe, where the Rosh discusses the pshat and Rabbeinu Chaim. I think he said exactly the same thing. Rabbi Nachaim really holds fundamentally like Rabbi Natan. Fundamentally. Het the Nebuch Lios Yisrael. So why is it that if it's less than exactly this price, we don't say that? Let's read it together. We read it together, Rabbi Osai. It's right before the little Samach of the Madan Yantif. Mistar Beloma. Oh, let's take a little before that. We'll start from Vitama Beloma Moshe. In our edition, it's column 2, line 3, page Kuflun Zayin. Haino hecha de leka kazayas vechilas pras. Afal pi shenosan yisatam beheter, ein lokan olav. Afal gav de tam ki ikar yafinan mikro, mistaber lomar. Tlo echmira torah b'misinas, de nisinas tam shal yisur beheter, lahov cho ol yisur. Kesha heta kol kach yosir ala yisur. Shem hoyo yisur be'en, v'nika b'tocha heter. B'lo nisinas tam, lo hoyo lokan olav. Tiny West Vechidas Pras. What's he saying? Same Yisod. That the Rebbe, Rabbi Matam, said, as long as you have the Kazayas sum total, Tam Ki Ika. Kazayas? It's all treated as if it's usually Kazayas. I mean, the Chaim whittled it down a little bit. If you have such a small amount that had it been noticeable to your eye, you would still not get Malkus if you eat it because you wouldn't eat enough of it quickly enough. So too, if it's noticeable to your taste, we supply the same thing. Tam ki ikar. Less than kazayas v'chilas pras, no malchus. So the same yesod I told you, the same Rabbeinu Tam's answer the kasha against the Chazon Ish against, from the Gemara Tzadiches. The Ramban answer the Chazon Ish's kasha from, what's its 43 eggs, what's the difference with what how much is in the of wheat, as long as the ratio is right. And to explain Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, the same exact way, all the same yesod. Tam ki ikar mamash kipshut. There's another way to look at Tam ki ikar, which is, it's a separate iser. No. The Nisr of Tam. The Nisr of Tam. Don't tell me that the Tam it gives us the status of the Iker. It's a brand new Isr called the Nisr of Tam. Now, who is the one who presumably holds this way the most? The Rimi Orleans. Because the Rimi Orleans says that you don't get Malchus. Had it been Kiko Mamash, presumably it should have been Malchus. No, it's a new Isr called Tam. It's a new Isr, has a source, and the source is. Bepshuta was telling you that the original Isr was Bottle, it's a new Isr. And there's no issue, you don't get Malchus on it. It's a completely different approach over here. Totally different. Well, we shall see today that there could be certain mix and matches of these things. Where people, certain Rishon have, post can have a little bit of each. And that gets a little bit complicated to explain, as we shall understand. And let's just go a little slow. Okay. Fine. So let's analyze some of these facts. I wanted to tell you now a chiddush, which I already mentioned this to you months ago, but we never saw it inside because it was premature, because we hadn't learned this sugya yet. And I want to tell it to you, and I'm going to back off a little bit from what I said at the time. And I think I told you, if you can get me on the blackboard here, I might have the original, the Torah Sarayas of the Rajba. Has anyone seen it inside? It's on the Makaros. Has anyone seen it? No one saw it yet? Well, you'll see it now. take a step backwards, and this is a very important intersection of last man and this man. The biggest sugya, the biggest, most complex, most difficult sugya that we spoke about the last man, had three words. What are the three words? Chaticha, Nases, Nevela. Remember that sugya? I hope you remember something about it. Chanan, for short. Chanan. Let's just review briefly. Chanan is found in the Gemara with respect to Basar B'Cholof. Fine. Does it apply to what we call Shari Surim? Big fight. Big fight in Tarsus. Between who and who? Rabbeinu Ephraim and Rabbeinu Tam. Oh. Rabbeinu Ephraim says no, Rabbeinu Tam says yes. The question is there any relationship between Rabbeinu Tam, who holds Tam Kiga Doraisa in our sugya, Rabbeinu Tam, who says that Chaticha Nas and Avela applies to Sha'ari Suri? Bayis, it's on the Marmar Komos, I already forgot. I think it's Bayis Dalet Shar Aleph, is that correct? What happened to that book? I'm going to have a copy of the Marmar Komos. Yes, yeah, so we see. I'm pretty sure it's Bayis Dalet Shar Aleph. Oh, I have a copy. Bayis Dalet Shar Aleph. Sof Zayin Amid Beis. Oh, I don't know if you have. Yeah, I think they have the same page number. Sof Zayin Amid Beis. So, Rabosai, first of all, that any connection would presumably lead to an amazing conclusion. That Chanan B'Shari Surim is the Raisa. We assume that Chanan B'Shari Surim is the Rabbanan. Zero to Bosa B'Cholov of some sort. There is a Tosis, just to refresh your memories briefly, you have Kufim Amid Beis, who seems to say that Chanan B'Shari Surim is the Raisa. Why? End of a long Tosis, Kufim and Beis, after that whole long Tosis, Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Ephraim, the whole thing, Tosis is the very end. At the very end of that Tosis, look carefully, please, look inside. Ve'i lo misharin ela b'isir v'atzmo, like Rabbeinu Ephraim, nicha, again, l'fi pirish Rabbeinu Ephraim, everyone see where I am? It's the Tosis, the top Tosis Kuf Med Beis. It starts on the Man Aleph. I'm reading the last 12 lines of Tosis about. Right after it says Le'el Pei Zayin. Thank you. Ulefi Pirish Rabbeinu Ephraim Vadai Nicha Mashatziva Hakosav Lahagil Klei Midyon Tahash the Yorah Gedola Sheyefsha Lahagil B'toch Kliach Echi Mishdaria Ho'en B'mayim Samach Levat La Iser V'i Sheyavzer Magila B'shniya V'lo ha-mayim ha-rishonim nasu nevela v'chozrin v'yosrin. But Rabbeinu Ephraim is right. V'lo misharin ela b'yisir atzmo nicho. Very nice. The problem becomes, what? 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 Isn't Chanan b'shar yisurim with the Rabbona? We're talking about pshat in the Pasuk and the Chumash. This led many to assume that according to Rabbeinu Tam, Chanan b'shar yisurim is the orais. Open up the Shulchan Aruch. Our boss, we have to open up a little more than we have in the past. It's the Yad Avram in Simen Tzadi Beis. This we saw briefly, months ago, but we couldn't get to this line because we weren't ready for it yet. Please turn. Yad Avram, Simen Tzadi Beis. I assume it's in Siv Dalet. That's where the Machlokos Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Ephraim is found. The Mechaba Pasnag Rabbeinu Ephraim, if you remember. And there are more passages like Rabbeinu Tam. Let's see. Okay. So the Mechaber says, you only say Chanan by Bosa B'chol, not by Shari Yisroel. The Ramah says, V'yesh Omrin. Everyone see the Ramah? V'yesh Omrin. Darmina b'chol yisurim chaticha nasis nevela. Okay, poshup shak. Everyone holds that way. What kind of din is this? Take a look at the Yad Avram on the bottom. You may have it as an old term, mefarshim or it's freestanding. Depends what kind of shulchan aruch. Everyone should have it on the page. Mavua baran sol per kol abasa. Ein olam adirabanan. Xeres basa b'cholav. Kasa achronim. Fine. V'nirali. The kazayis bechilas pras. The Rabbeinu Tam. Hayaloka kokazatim etarubis. The nebach kol ahetalios iser. Kamashakaz of a rush perikid on Nashe. Vatur. Im ken al kocho chanicha nas and avela midoraiso. And he quotes the Tosfos of Kuf. Wait a minute. Why is he only talking about Kazaz Achilles Pras? He seems to hold that Rabbi Natam somehow wouldn't apply his principle of Het the Nebach Leos Isser less Kazaz Achilles Pras. We saw the Rosh's Beferish against him. Something, he must be missing something, because he's saying the same as the Chazon Ish. Rabbi Natam sheet is only that way. Now it's true the Tur quoted it that way. For those who look up the Tur. The Tur quotes Rabbi Natam that way, and they ask Rabbi Natam to say that. Rabbi Chaim said that. Someone says a tall sofa, not Reish Tuf, it's Reish Ches. But that's absurd. I'm just pointing that again a second time. But in any event, call Rabbein Chaim and limited to Kazazi Yosfras, call Rabbein Tam extended even beyond that. He seems to say, Chanan Mishari Sufus the Raisa, based on Yopsak Tamki. My Rebbe Zichron Levrocha was absolutely, unalterably fire against this chap. It is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And the reason it's ridiculous is very simple. Tam Kiker, you taste right now, you taste the tarifus. That's the Raisa. Chanan, you don't taste anything now. What happened? It went in two stages. I have chaza went into potatoes. 2% chaza. So the potatoes taste treif. These potatoes get mixed into 50 times their volume. So the original chaza is bottled in 2,500. 50 times 50. Chanan says it's awesome. Kind of has to do with Tom Kiker. The Tom Kiker doesn't exist anymore. Yeah.
Is that based on Ein HaNeser? Because if you're going to say here that it was Chanan, so then the entire new piece became Mister. So all the taste of that is now Tom Kikerless.
That's what the Yad Avraham says. But my Rebbe thought it was ridiculous. And he wouldn't even hear it of anything for cares. And I did one of the things, one of the two times that my Rebbe yelled at me. Your Rebbe never yells at you, you're not doing well. I should yell at you more often. I should, This is the one time he yelled at me actually in the yeshiva. The second time he yelled at me was I was in Boston. We learned when I was in Boston in the summer. And I still remember what he said to me. He said to me, Vilik, don't bother me with your... Like once he said something, he questions. And that's how he left it. He didn't want to say anything negative because he knew I usually didn't speak unless I had something good to say, but this one... He didn't want to discuss it right now. The Rav had a very sharp way of thinking, and if you couldn't ask something extraneous, he'd say, oh, but this question doesn't bother me. What does that mean? That means it's extraneous to the core issue. He thought my question was extraneous. I took it on the chin, of course. I was very happy the Rebbe yelled at me. But I wasn't expecting it. I thought, this time I was expecting to yell at me. Because I wanted to go against something which I knew he had in his blood from the beginning. I said, Rebbe, but the Rashba said, don't bother me. You wouldn't even look at the Rashba. So I want you to look, how many years later is this now? Whoa. We looked the other day with the Rav. It was 1968. Talking about quite a few years later that we're discussing these things, almost 45 years later. We discussed, what do you think, that I was out of place and trying to raise my hand? Or maybe there's something to what I had to say. Let's take a look together. You can feel free to say that I'm crazy because the Rebbe thought he didn't want to look at the Rashba. He refused to look inside. He had the Rashba in front of him. No, he wouldn't open it. Okay. Rebbe has his... The Rebbe's... The greater the Rebbe is, the greater right he has not to look at things. I know I'm very small. I have to look at everything. But he wouldn't even look. Oh. Here we go. Look at this now. Watch this. The discussion over here in the Rashba, this is why I asked you to see, I'm going to give you a start from the exact word that I put on the list over here, Torah Sabayis, V'yim Toma. Where's the word V'yim Toma? Is it here? Is it on the screen, V'yim Toma? Maybe it's hard.
Yeah, it's right there. It's on
right.
The left-hand side.
Left-hand side.
Shlomer, three lines up to the left with the period. By Cheshvan. The parentheses?
Yeah, down a little.
One line down.
V'yim Toma. Very good. Thank you. V'yim Toma, M. Kane. Amai over because I is bossa shenafal liyora shel cholov. It's a gemara which we learned last month. V'yamid efshel esof tovasa cholov amai shari cholov nevelahi. That's it before the gemara. Umai kusha. Hello, a cholov aniskat chozer who misarev becholov should be yora legamri. V'amechal aniskat nami misarev who bakol. He just got before saying that the Ravid said, you don't say Hanan bibalua, right? Balach balach, you don't say Hanan. But once you're finished, you do say Hanan. Yesh loma. The boss of Bechol of Shine. They say Hanan even lach balach. Why? Fisher Zebef Neyatzma Mutter. For Zebef Neyatzma Mutter. For Taruvosa Nostrosum. Ulefichach, Chosru Leos Kugufecha Chalisser. Shisura Makmas Atzmo Achaomu Shaocho Chatizayas Mizeh. Why do you say Hanan even by Lach Balach? Because in Chatzizayis of each, you get Malkus. So the meat joins the milk, and the milk joins the meat, and you get Malkus. Even on one Zayis of the combination, only the Chatzizayis of each, fine. Masheke, here's the key line. Bishar ha'isurin, Kemoshe Kasabna Lamala, which he says in the previous page, She'ein Heter mitztaref leiser ela bekotchin. Now, what does he mean over here? Heter mitztaref leiser. Do you think he means heter mitztaref leiser as you have in nazir, two items of food which happen to be the same spoon, which are unrelated to each other? Chas v'shalom. If you look earlier and see when he quotes the, I'll show it to you in a minute. He means heter nepach leiser, and you only say heter nepach leiser by kotchin. Because he's saying over here, Abosai, Shari Surim, you don't apply Heter Nepach Lios Yisur. It only applies by Kachin. This is exactly the opposite of whom? Of Rabbeinu Tam, who said, you do say Heter Nepach Lios Yisur. So I wanted to tell my Rebbe, you see from this Rashba, that the Rashba is saying that the reason why we don't say Hanan B'Shari Surim, because we don't say Heter Nepach Lios Yisur, which implies, at least, that the Rashba's formulation, that if one would hold Heta Nepach Lios Yisr, then one would hold Hanan. And it would be, then you would hold from Hanan. Now I want to show you, if I can find it, if you can search for it, where is this Rashba? He says, Kemoshe Kasabna Lamala. I want to demonstrate to you that when he says Heta Nepach Lios Yisr, he doesn't mean the Sugya Nazir of two unrelated items that happen to be in close proximity. No, he means there's a time for one to the other. And as a result of that, we say Heter Nepach Lios Yisr. Where am I going? Am I going up or am I going down? I want to go up. Oh, Zayin Amud Aleph. It's on Zayin Amud Aleph. Somewhere here. See if you find the expression Heter Nepach Lios Yisr. Where is it? It's here somewhere. Somewhere here it says Heter Nepach Lios Yisr.
It's right before Zayin Amud.
Oh yeah? Thank you. Where's Zion Rebbe? It's the next problem.
Oh.
Here we go. Okay. Where is it? Can you find it?
Yeah, I have it on my screen.
Yeah, your screen, but where?
There's a period that Al Kane.
The Al Kane. Anyone find the Al Kane?
Yeah, right there. Okay, so it's the like seven, right where.
Where am I? Up higher?
Six line from the top.
Three
all the way
to
the left. Alkan, no, before that.
Ah, very good. Thank you. Thank you. What are you saying over here? Schati zayis bozo v'chati zayis cholov shebishm zem zeh rava malok and al-chilosof ilu b'shari surin. Watch this. Look at the expression. Rotev shenifflat min ha-neveile b'soch ha-mayim. This is not what we call heptem itself, is it? This is what we call tam kikar, right? Rotev, if tray for Campbell's soup falls into water, we call that tam kikar. V'yochel v'meno, and you have this soup, eino chayev, at shiochel v'meno kolkach, shebo kazayis misham nunis, v'rotev shalisser, you have to have from the, you can't, not have to have a sum total of kazayis, you have to have a kazayis of the original. Why? L'fisha ein, hetem etztarach l'yisser apakoshim. It's clear in the context. Rotev shenifflim and anavel toch amayim. That's not heter mitztaref leiser as the Gemara has it in its context in Masechet Nazir, where the two things near each other, a grape and a piece of bread. It's got it together, one into the other. So it's one into the other, Abosai. It's one into the other. So therefore we say that the Paskins, you don't say Het Nepach Liyosissa. That means Ein Het Nepach Liyosissa. And he ties this in to his later comment, Rabosai, that you don't say Chanan. In point of the quote of Tam, that you do say Het Nepach Liyosissa, you should say Chanan. That's what I wanted to show the Rebbe. But the Rebbe wouldn't even look at the Rashba. He wouldn't even open it up. He refused to, don't bother me, forget about it. It was against his most firm belief in Yoredei. He'd been teaching it before I was born. And he wasn't willing to listen to me. Now, Rabosai, you are, I'm happy you should tell me that I'm totally off base. I don't mind being told this by anybody. Talmidim, Rebbeim, Chaverim. Doesn't matter to me. I did, however, I must tell you, after these 45 years later, almost, I came to the conclusion that it's really not a proof that the Rasha holds as far as the Yad Avraham went, which is to say that Chanan is Doraisa. One could argue, Pshat in these Rashbas, who say like this, if you hold Het Nepach Lios Isser, then you would say that the Chanan should ply Me'ikir Adin B'Shari Surin, albeit Midrabanan. Midrabanan. Why is it Midrabanan? Because since now, right now, there's no taste given off because it's built in 2500, so it went down from Midaraisa to Midrabanan. However, if you reject Het Nepach Lios Isser, even at the time, in real time, when it tastes, the whole thing tastes treif, there is no way in the world you can say Me'ikir Adin that it should be usher after it was diffused among 50 times its volume and it's bottled 2500. It's not even shach to say that Me'ikir Adin, only some kind of a chumra which wouldn't apply to lach b'lach. So therefore I realized afterwards it's not a raya b'rura at the Rashba saying it's a d'oraisa, but it certainly seems to be making a connection between these two concepts. Namely, that the reason why Chanan applies Me'ikir Adin by Basar B'Cholov and not by Shari Surin, not Kvinif Alach B'Lach, it's because when it comes to Basar B'Cholov, the Het is Nepach Lios Isser, and they both count towards Shir Kazayis. When it comes to soup, you don't say it in what he calls Mitzavis, which means Nepach Lios Isser, and therefore, it never was Nepach Lios, even when you did taste the Tarfus, a Kavachom, it's not going to be awesome when you, if you will, diffuse the Tarfus after the Chanan. That's what I wanted to say, that maybe the Rebbe was right for not looking at it, because it doesn't say Beferish, it's a Doraisa. And I was trying to prove that, the Yad Avraham's point, and I realized that maybe I spoke out of turn, but I still do think he's saying there's a connection between the two Rebbeinu Tams. I mean, he doesn't even mention the Rebbeinu Tam in the name. I want to tell you the Chazon Ish is the same thing. Chazon Ish, when he discusses in the stand, he does it the other way around. He denies that the Rebbeinu Tam exists, as we know it. And he says, if Rebbeinu Tam, as we have it, would exist, it should come out. He's trying to say like this. He quotes the Tosfos in the Kuf Mebeis, which seems to say the Chanan is Doraisa. Then it's impossible. Because if Chanan is Doraisa, you have to say Het Nepach Lios Isser, which I already proved before is not true. Follow what I'm saying? He's going from the other side. So is the Rashi going from the other side. So the truth is, I have a general klal in halacha. When people make a linkage, but they reject the whole thing, you shouldn't derive too much from it. Because both the Rashba and the Chazon Ish are saying it's not true. Who is the straw man that they're saying is not true? So then no one mentions the name of the Rashba, just discusses it in abstract. But I think the straw man is the Rabbeinu Tam, who would say, Het Nepach Lios Isser. He said it's not true. No one said Het Nepach Lios Isser. And therefore it's not true, and we say Chanan Me'ikir Adin with respect to Lach B'Lach. Fine. The Chazon Ish is Beferish. Is what Tosfos says, and of Kufman Beis I just showed you, seems to say that Chanan Ibishari soon is Doraisa. That's ridiculous. That's going to force you to say that Het Nepach Lios Isser in Tam Kika, which of course I said last week is wrong. But turn it around. That means if you do say Het Nepach Lios Isser, then you should say Chanan. Either Doraisa, the way I wanted to say it as a young man, or maybe you want to water it down a little bit and say it's a Derabon Amikir with it. But maybe even the Raisa, where the Chazon Ish presented it. You want to see that inside the Chazon Ish? I'm going to show it to you. You have to get me. Okay, I have to learn my. What am I? You got to teach me how to do this. I go here? Oh, this is only Hebrew books, right?
It's only Hebrew.
It's still here? I still have it?
Yeah.
On my tab? Where? Where is it?
Higher.
Oh, yeah, it's right here, mamish. Let me get my mouse to move. Mouse, move, please. Mouse. Look at that, still here. Meiridik. Meiridik. Thank you so much. I thought this needs to get erased or something. Oh, it's gewaldik. Where am I going to show this? Where, what sifkot is it? I wrote it down. So I would scroll the whole thing, but we're only at the half sentences over here. So if I can find where I wrote this. Oh, man. It has to be earlier. Let me go to the previous page. Let's see what happens. Oh, here it is. Guys, please restrain yourself. I'm afraid I'll make it bigger. I'll make it a little bit bigger. Can you read in the back now? No? We can make it a little bit bigger. How's now? Watch this. Watch this. Look at this. Uvetos v'schulin, kuf mit beis, hikshu. The ma'adam ha'chanan v'shari surim, eich ma'gilin yor gedola ben yomu. Sharei lo'os v'tor l'kder bas yomu. Umavuah, the sphere they chanaim and ator, right? That's what that's. Rabbi Kivayga pointed this out. Vizet tema dimkei. Look at this. Lilki al kazayis. Vizet yevshe kamoshen is more. But you don't call the yevshe. Rabbi Natan said it. Follow me. He said exactly the same as my Rashba. I wasn't about to show the Rav the Chazanish. He was a partial contemporary. He was even my contemporary when I was a baby in first grade. Chazanish was still alive, but I want to tell the Rashba. But it's the same kind of a linkage between these two. You follow? I want to make my point again. Not everybody agrees with my point, but I feel it's important to me. I have a chiyuv to make my point then and now. Okay, Avosha. Let's now turn our attention to the following. I want to show you something. Are you back in Bar Ilan? How do you get back in Bar Ilan? We'll do that. This?
Responsive project.
Yeah. I want to show you actually a responsive, believe it or not. We very rarely do responsive. It's a responsive project. Where's Shut? Shut. This is the original thing of Bar Ilan. It started with Shut only before they expanded. No? Hit it. So, we're. Scroll down. Maharik. This Maharik is quite amazing. Maharik, plain. What's Simon? I wrote it down over here. Maharik, Shoresh Kufnun base. The different ways of numbering here, but I hope that it's the right one. Talks about this is it. Someone asked the Maharik many questions. One, Aleph, Beis. Listen to what he says. Whoa! Help. There's a question and there's an answer. Akan, and ilo yivati datcha bezeklal. The ma'inyan isa dechatichas atzma nasa nevela liyisa mimimim labot. Okay, and he goes into this whole discussion. Look what he says. Watch. Finding what I want over here. Oh, here we go. Chaticha nasa nevela. Bosa b'cholov. Kadmonim cholkan alav. Svilu the afishari surin aminale. And the Rabbi Yitzchak was arrived in Afkuf. Fine, you say. Chanan. Oh, Vashek Osafta, the Im Noma, Shiapach, and Makabal Amino. In Ken Yilka, Odom, Altama, Yisra, Vashim, and Masho. Look what he says. Look at this amazing thing. We had, until now, two Shitas, Rabbi Osai. What are the two Shitas? Either Chanan Vashari Surin is the Rabbonon, or Chanan Vashari Surin is the Rais. You get Malkus. Pashnav is the Rais, you get Malkus. Look what he says. No. Da filo da so over der hat ich an as vela hanne be der reisa a filo be shari surin the la bosa be kholov look at this tainu daf go the iser of a low la malkus midi da havi a khatsi shir to osim in a tor da be yochanan ve lokan ol can you imagine that a new whopper idea khanan be shari surin is osim be der reisa without malkus where in heaven's name does that come from? Where does that come from? Svei dinim. Right? Svei dinim. That's what he seems to be saying. It's Svei dinim. Chanan is linked to Tamki, as we said before. If it still tastes as it did, presumably you get Malchus, Tamki Iker. But now the taste is diffused, and it fell into 50 times more potatoes, so it's still, the Yisr presumably still applies, right? But it's only an Yisr which is the Raisa without Malkus. It's Chazar again. When I had Tam Ki Ikar at that point in time, there was Malkus. But now that it's been diffused further, it's Chanan Osim with the Raisa, a new Yisr, but there's no Malkus to it. We see again a remarkable idea in the Marik, not on Tam Kika proper, but on Chanan, which we said may be related to Tam Kika. We just saw Beferish of Chazanish, and I think in the Rashba and the Yad Avram, in his own style. There may be again an indication that there were in fact two dinim. Perhaps. But now, Rabbi Osai, we said this amazing chedushim. Let us turn our attention to go back to the other Shitas and Rishonim and see, is this idea of having two separate dinim, you know, where does it come from? You have to have sources. So we had suggested last week, if you recall, that the two dinim, one is based on a svara, and one is based, Rabosai, on a pasuk. Pashtus, there are no two psukim, the pashtus, although we'll see soon. And therefore, you have to say one is a svara, and one is a Xeris HaKosov. So let's analyze that as carefully as we can, Rabosai, going forward. Let's go slow, very slowly. Very slow. Slowly. Rabbi Elchai, what did he say? What did he say? What did he not say? It was Kazayis Be'achilas Pras, Het the Nepach Liosis. That's clear. Malchus and Kazayis Be'atarubis. What is the din in a case where it's less than that in ratio? Tama v'lo mamosho, Osur ve'ein lokin olav. Right? What does that mean? What do the words mean? I'm asking a question. What happens? I'm asking you. Open to the Rosh. The Rosh is our only source for Rabbeinu Chaim. Right? Open to the Rosh. You tell me what you think the din is according to Rabbeinu Chaim in a situation in which it's tamo v'lo mamosho. The Rosh gave us a beautiful svara we read just a few minutes ago. But what actually is the din? What? I mean, there are three. We know clear there's no Malkus. I'm asking a shayla. That's a straightforward shayla. Osim midaraisa or osim midarabonim? Let me maybe call a spade. Osim midaraisa, osim midarabonim. According to the pshat I told you before, it's osim midaraisa. Why? It's given the status of Chatzi Shir. Given the status of Chatzi Shir. Okay? So there aren't Svei Dinim of Tam Ki Iker, it's one din. The one din is Tam Ki Iker Mamish. And if the Iker is Kazaz Bechilas Pras, had it been visible, then the Tam has the exact same din. And if the Iker is less than that in ratio, the Tam has that exact same din. That's what I wanted to suggest. So not Svei Dinim, there's only one din. The din is Tam Ki Iker Mamish. I like that words in the words of the Rosh. You always say Tom Kik. It's going to be Nisa Daraisa. Even if there's less than, because that's Mechilas Pras. And Nisa Daraisa called Chatzis Shir. So the whole Ika, but then of a Chatzis Shir, Chatzis Shir Asim in the Torah, Torah is also Chatzis Shir Asim in the Torah. That's what I wanted to suggest. However, I have to be honest, there's a second possibility in Rabbeinu Chaim. You tell me if you think it's wrong for sure, you'll tell me. Namely, like this. The din d'oraisa from Mishras, let's say, is the case of Heta Nepach Lios Hissim, because that's Lios Pras. The din that less than that is Usur V'lok and Olav, that is a different din. It's a different din. Once you taste it, Rabosai, it's not Batal Barov. It's not Batal Barov. So therefore, that's based upon a smara, your smara. The drasha is for the din of Heta Nepach Lios Hissim. The case, the fact that it's Usur Midaraisa without Malkus, in a situation in which there's less than Kazaz Mechilas Pras, not based on Tam Ki Iker Mamish, it's a new din. The din is that the Svara tells us that it's not, the original thing is not Batal, because it's Nikar Ha'isr. It's Nikar Ha'isr. My nafkamina, Rabosai, if you eat quickly. According to the Rosh, if you eat quickly, you're chayav or not. What do you think? Eat quickly, according to the Rosh. According to the Rosh, what do you think? Yes or no?
I mean, what should it matter? That's not considered enough that you would get
Lokos on
it.
Why not? Shalokos on it.
Yeah, it's not there.
Yeah, come on. Rabosai. Rabosai. Shir Kazazik Lispras is based on an average. Yes, the Gemara is a Pesach of Kuta Chababli, that if you want to have a Zaz, you'll get a Meshuggah, a Butler Dayat Sokolod. Because that's so sharp and it's pungent, it says, the case may be. But the guy is eating is a little bit, he's a little bit faster than average. A little bit, like I told you, everyone in this room is probably fits into that category. Yeshiva guys eat more quickly than average, for better or worse. That's a reality. I told you on a date, don't do it. I told you that. I'm very proud. I just had a conversation with somebody who told me today that my son once went out with a certain young lady, and the mother of the young lady is many years later, and she's married and he's married, and they just went out once or twice. My son was the first one until that time that this woman saw it, had manners. I felt a compliment even all these years later. And my son had manners 10 years ago, whatever it was, and it made me feel good. Made me feel good. Now, I've seen my son eat in my house, let me tell you. He's like a yeshiva bum. But he went on a date. He knew what I had enough seichel to have manners. The yeshiva guys usually eat faster than the average person. So they'll eat more quickly. It won't be butla daita. We can't see yeshiva bum won't butla daita. It's just it's, eat more quickly than average. So according to the old Yeshua, I think it certainly would be chayim. According to the Rosh, I think it'd be potter. You know why? Look at the Rosh. Look at the lashon of the Rosh. The lashon of the Rosh is mistab aloma. That's an objective standard. It's all subjunctive, hypothetical. What would have been? So I think according to this pshat in the Rosh, if it's less than that ratio, whatever it is, 1 to 6, or the case 1 to 12, or the case may be, even though I eat quickly, I would be potter. According to my second pshat, Rabbeinu Chaim, you'd be chayef, because the other din is just a pure svara telling you that not do a tam kiker, just that misvara. It's that what we call before that standoff. If you it's nikar yisur, but it's a standoff. Rabbi Nachayim buys into the Odei Shlomo too. That's what we call the standoff shita. Rabbi Chaim is a standoff plus, right? Except according to Rabbi Nachayim, the standoff is not the drasha. The drasha is heta nebach liyisur. And the standoff is a svara. According to the Odei Shlomo, the standoff is based upon Mishras. That's what I wanted to suggest. Now, Rabosa. Oh. The Maharik, we said before. Chanan is the rice, there's no Malkus. What does that mean? That in the first Haruvus, you look on Kazaris Menet Haruvus, like a Menetam. That's why I understood Pshat in the Maharik. Also, Rabosa, there's two dinamics by Tom Kiker. Het the Nebach Liyasa, as long as you can taste it. And after you no longer taste it, there's a Shem Chodosh, which you don't get Malkus on. That it was, originally, it gave time into the Taruvus, that shame remained even after the time is bottled. That's why I understood Chanan Medarais, Shilov and Olav. That's why I understood the Shitas HaMaharik. Who was the one we said last week who was the prime proponent of this we call Shem Chodesh, a new din? The Rimi Orleans, because it's Tam Kegel Daraisa without Malkus. On a simple level, Rabbi Natan denies that completely. According to the Marik, he can say no. He agrees it's the Shem Chodesh ain't Lokan Olav. He added a new din, a what? A new din that had the Nepach Leos Isser. Only problem is, how do you know two such dinim? Now we're really in trouble. If you're going to say Heta Nepach Leos Isser on the one hand, and you also can say this new din, what's the new din? The new din is that is an Isser Daraisa without Malkus. Where do you have a source from two? You can't. There's nothing. Neither of them is Misvar. Neither of them is Misvar. So where do you get this two din? If that's a good question. Everyone follow me? If you have one din that calls man, you taste it. Heta Nepach Leos Isser. And the second din, now that you no longer taste it, then we say there's a din of what? Of Isser Daraisa without Malkus. Where did that come from? That's what Merrick seems to be saying. Now Rabbeinu Tam himself, we would have said on our own, he doesn't need that second din. He's there. Once he's had that Nepach Leos Isser, who needs a second din? But according to the Merrick, presumably you would. So the question, where does it come from? I have the following idea to tell you. An idea. Rabosai, there are two derushas which we derive, Mishras and what? Giulei Midyan. And the Gemara Pesachim discusses with Shnei from Abon Kiyachat, Melamdin, Ein Melamdin, a whole sugi back and forth. There's no real resolution. Can I suggest my own Chiddush, Nifla V'Noira Adir V'Ad Mod? It's this wild Chiddush. Maybe they're both true, and it's not Shnei Ksuvim. Why? Mishras tells you, you get Malkus, yes. And we can derive Shari Surim from Nazir. He doesn't hold from the Raiva that you can't derive. Well, you have Malkus and all these Surim, which are derived from Nazir. That's halacha the Heta Nepach Leos Isser. Lokan Kasayas from the Tarubis. Fine. But there's another din. The other din is called Tam Ki'ikar. Take that back. The other din is called Giulei Midyan. Now, Giulei Midyan, Rabosai, Giulei Midyan, I would say, is identical to Tam Ki'ikar. That's what I would say. However, it's not so simple. Let me explain to you why. Those who remember from last month. Rabosai, I have a pot, and I kasher it. That's the whole source that we know. This is the second din, Giulei Midyan. I kasher the pot. What happens? So the taste in the pot goes into the water, goes back, and goes in, and goes back, keeps going back. So if you recall, that would be the source that Chanan B'Shari Surim is the Oraisa. Well, very nice. Very nice. You may recall, we learned the sugya of Nat Barnat. Wasn't that long ago, right? Nat Barnat. So the Isa Veheter and the Smak said, Nat Barnat Yisura against Iran. Nat Barnat Yisura is the Rabbanon, because it's based upon Chanan. Chati Chanas is Nevela. So Rabbi Shech the Shlita has in a Sefer Bikvei Atzon the following question. If that's the case, he's a Rishonim. Smak, he's a Rishon. He's a Rishon. There's also time of the Rishonim. If this is true, that Nat Barnat of Yisur is the Rabbanon, why in heaven's name should you ever have to kasher a pot? Why? Food's going to be kosher anyway. The food's going to be kosher anyway, because it's on a level of deraisa. Why is the Torah demand that we kasher a pot in deraisa when if you just the water goes in and out, at the end of the day it's going to be not by not these two, which is only by the rabbanim, according to the high school, smack and the yisrael. That's why by shekels shlitas kasher. Comes up with a chiddush nifla v'noira ad ma'od. Ein achinami. He says hagola is a chiddush and the food's going to be kosher anyway. And he based on the Tos of Pesach and Aflamid that talks about Ponim Chadoshes, which Rav Shech Tashlid interpreted to mean that the taste in the Chicheres remains. It's a Ponim Chadoshes. What's it? Shever Brachas? Ponim Chadoshes? Shever Brachas? So Shachlis Shlita says from there, you see, that's a Psenudin, that even though the food would be kosher anyway, you still require a Golem and the rice. That's what he said. I did not learn the Tosis of Psoch and the Flama that way. I have rice for carrot. I'm not going to go into it right now. But what do I do with this kasha? So I want to make the following suggestion, which is radical. I'm the first to admit that my suggestion is absolutely radical. Absolutely radical. Bikvei Aston, you'll find it on page Kuf Mem Hei and Vov. You have it downstairs in our base medrash of Shech Mishli Tesorim. You'll see there. I want to make the following suggestion. Like this. Chanan Vishari Surim a Psharu, like the Marik. It's Osim Midaraisa without Malchus. Where did he get it from? I guess before Akasha. Where did Marik get two Dim Daraisa from? One, Heta Nepach Lios Isser, because the local Kazayas Min Ha Taruvis. And two, some kind of a Psashem Chodosh, that even though it lost the Tam, it still remains Osim Midaraisa Bli Malchus. So I had this interesting idea. Those exactly the two psukim. Mishras is referring to the case where the other food item has the actual taste of wine right now that you get malchus for. And taviru be'esh b'toyer is exactly what the Rimi Orleans called a dinan asei, without malchus. Without malchus. So we're going to suggest now a new word, like the marik. Chanan b'shari surim is the rice of the malchus. Where do you get it from? Taviru be'esh. That's exactly why it's taka not shnei suvim, because they're two different dinim. Mishras is a din that you get malchus and kazayis from that taruvis, and taviru beish is telling you that where the taste has become bottle. Why? Because it diffused more, and it's also been the rice of the chanan, with even though there's no time anymore nowadays. That's exactly the same case as the situation of hagolas kalim, which the Rishonim say is Chanan. They want to say it's the Rabbon and Mamish. Then it's a taka problem. But we're going to suggest it's not the Rabbon and Mamish. It's the Rai Sibli Mamish. They're based on Tavir Beish. They want to suggest two dinim the Rai. They're based on the two psukim. I think Gemara suggests Shnei Ksuv Bon Kiyachem. That's not the Maskona. If that's the Maskona, we reject Tamki completely. It's Rashi. Rashi said Shnei Ksuv. Rashi said Shnei Ksuv. Some suggest it's taka not Shnei Ksuv. You don't have to say one ahead of himself. The issue is other than Tosfos suggested. I mean, man, a new pshat according to the Marik. That's my radical suggestion, because the Marik is a radical suggestion. So I'm just saying a radical suggestion based upon what he was mechadish to us. According to the Rimi Orleans, Tam Amosho Lokin Bechazayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. If the Rimi Orleans accepts that, what's pshat? Does he accept it or doesn't he accept it? Let's chazer again. Does he accept it or doesn't he accept it? It's not completely clear. But before we get to the Rimi Orleans, Rabbi Osai, I want to get to the Rashba. I asked you to see the Rashba. The Rashba said, in the name of the Ravid. And I want to show it to you inside. Yes. Yeah.
How did they answer Rav Shachter's question?
I'm suggesting Rav Shechter Shlita is discussing the Shita which holds that Chanan Bishari Sun and not Bishari Sun is based on Chanan, and since we assume that the Poshet Chanan Bishari Sun is with the Rabbonim, so not by not the Sur is the Rabbonim, so the question became, why bother kashering a pot? The food's going to be kosher anyway. So his answer was, you're right, the food's going to be kosher anyway. That's not the Poshet Shad the Sugis. Sugis seem to say that the whole idea that we know Tom Peek is from the fact they have to kasher the pot. Yes, Sam?
I mean, if you would kasher the pot, that's not enough not or nots to make it mutter.
I want to kasher it twice. That's a detail. If you look at the Tosis and Kuf, talk about kasher it once, twice, it's a Tosis Rosh. That's a detail. I won't tell right now. So I'm suggesting, Enochinami, based on this Marik, the Chanan Bishari Surim is the rice of Bli Malchus. So I asked the kasher, where did he get it from? He got it exactly from here. Taviru Be'esh V'Torah. That's exactly why it's not Shnei Ksuvim. There's one din, Tam Kika, why you actually taste it. Local Kazayas Menat Taruvus. And there's a second din, Shem Chodosh, that can never be eradicated. Even though the taste diffuses, you still have it. And that's exactly why you have to kasher the pot. Because if you don't kasher the pot, even though it's going to be a Nat Bar Nat Yisur, which is only going to be a lower level of Chanan, but Chanan in this case, is it, you see from here, is a Dinas Yisur Asei, which is not get Malchus. I'm deriving it from here. I derive it. I'm turning it around. This is the source. It's a radical chiddush. I'm the first to tell it to you, to admit to you it's a radical chiddush, but I think it works out very nicely. Oh. So let's take a look at the Rashba. The Rashba is in Torah Sabayis also, but I'd rather show it to you in the, where he asked you to see the chiddush. That's why he asked you to see. Is it? You press the right thing now, or higher? So, what do I get to? All right, this one? No? Where am I?
The arrow, maybe.
Arrow?
All the way to the right.
This way?
Yeah.
Where? No. I just want to get to the sponsor project again? Okay, we're again.
See ya.
This didn't get me out.
Ah,
now I'm out. Good. I want before she had Babli. Kiddushi or Rashba? Rashba. Good. Chulin, where's Chulin? Chulin. Tav Tzadik Esmer. Thank you. This is on the Ma'am of Karmis, this Rivet. I want to show it to you inside. Oh, I'm an Aleph from a base. I forgot myself. What does it say over here? Kedusha Rashba Amud Beis. Didn't ask for a Rivet. If you can find the word for a Rivet, send me a find me quickly. It starts a new paragraph. This is my edition. Start a new paragraph for a Rivet. Where are you? It's taking so long. Am I?
No. Rebbe keeps pressing it so it opens new tabs of the same thing.
Oh, Baruch Hashem is here. Oh, I've got four Rashbas. I'm out of tabs. I'm sorry. Okay. I see the one. So slowly. Let's go slowly, relax. Ah, oh, finally. For Rivers al Svirle. Deliver a minute Tom. Tom Kikas the rice. Listen very carefully to this. Kikas the rice. Can cause to be some mashu, that's the same. Tlosa gab the Ika benos and Tom. Did we see this last week in the share? I think I showed it to you. Atrei loki echad aloki. Chamin ayah the divrei akol. Echad pluk the Rabbi Kibra Abonim. We saw this for sure. Echad the dechilas pras. Vyesh minos and tam bekulo. Kev in the kaochel kazayis. Mina yisr loki alov. Mina yisr. Namina tarubis. Gens a menuchar. Ashein atam lamashol kon echad bememah bachamishim. Shein kazayis vyesh pras. Osta ben loki the divrei akol. Rabosai, why? Yalfina lemi nazir. This is from Nazir. Where's this from? Svara, right? Where could it possibly be from? Has to be Pashas from Svara, right? The second that he says is Mishras of Achleikis, and the first one is simply is Divrei HaKol. It's just purely Svara. That's the Rashba in the name of the Ravid, right? But the second in. You don't get Malchus, why not? Hekeshes, Kavachomer, right? Except for Nazir. Nazir you would. Fine. Svei didn't. The first is Svara, and the second one is Tam Kiyikar. Question, Rabbosai. I asked this question last time. No one gave me an answer. Who needs this whole fancy din of Tam Kiyikar? Just say, Chatzi Shir is Misvara. Ah, boss, I asked this question on Thursday. No one came to me. I can't blame. We had no base medrash there. We were rained out, if you want to call it. Leaked out, whatever it is. No one can talk to me, but I'm sure you all are lining up to tell me your terrorists. This kasha I asked you last time. Who needs a second in of Mishras just in the same svar which worked Bakadas Vyas Pras that you look and Kazayas Minayisr? So too, it's Chatzis Shir. So who needs Mishras? You don't get Malchus anyway. It's a difference. That's the kasha I had last time. I have two answers to this question. One, for whatever reason, there is no din of Chatzis Shir b'Tarubis. Chatzis Shir b'Tarubis, Kol Chelev, does not apply b'Tarubis. I can explain to you why. Because Chatzis Shir b'Tarubis is Masechta Yuma, it's Chodel, it's Terufet. It's a whole lumda shavar. Which one is it? Is it chazas teruga? Is it gdeiras chazas of a kolchela, or is it a combination thereof? Can't go into all the details. So you could say chatishias, but only be'en, not betaruvis. So you need a new shem iser. What's the new shem iser? Tam kikar, there's no malchus on it. But if not for that, you wouldn't have it. If not for the new shem iser, I would say it's mutter min haTorah. Because chatishias, but only be'en, not betaruvis. That's the simplest answer to the question which I asked you on last week. That's my answer. I give a second answer, Rabosai. If you look at the Prima Gun, I ask you to see. And I'm now taking it off the Ramakams. I'm telling it to you now, I'm taking it off. I ask you to look at Prima Gun, Menuchos Pesach, the last line. I had Tezvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin. I'm leaving in Tezvav, which is just a summary of the Shitas. I'm leaving in Yudzayin. I'm taking out Tezayin. I'm telling out the punchline of Tezayin. Not all Isurim Doraisa without Malchus are created equal. I repeat. Not all Isurim Doraisa without Malchus are created equal. The Prima Gadim there suggests, in that Psicha, Lechus Pesach, that the din of Chatzi Shir is a din Doraisa, which is a weak din Doraisa. A weak din Doraisa. We have a general rule that a Shvua cannot be chal on a din daraisa. Prima Gadim says in a few places, based on the Rashba, that a shvua is chal on the chatzi shir. He suggests a shvua would not be chal on the din of tam kikar, even though it's on malchus. So different levels of yisurim daraisa without malchus. Of course, what about the case in which he pulls away the yisur? You pull away the yisur, Abosai, is svara, it's mutim daraisa, because the yisur is no longer there. As Iran explained. But it's exactly the cause of Tom Kiker, it's also the Rashba. Maybe three different reasons why the Rashba needs the Mishras to say Yisrael with the Rashba without Malchus and does not apply the Svara that he had mentioned the Divrei Hakol. Fine, of course. So we're suggesting again to summarize. According to the Rashba, there are two dinim. One is with Svara, Nikar Yisr, one is Kosev, without Malchus. Chaim Kohen, we suggested that maybe there are also two dinim. One is Svara, Nikar Yisr, without Kazatsu's Pras, and one is Hetan Epal Yisr. But the Tam, the Pashtus, is only one din. The Marik, we say there must be two dinim, as we explained. What about the Rimi Olin? Back to him. What is he old? The Rimi Olin, what is he old? One din? One din? A new halacha. The Yisr Chosh without Malchus. What about the original Yisr? Batal Barov. Batal Barov. That's what I would say. Batal Barov. Aye, why don't we say that it's Nikar? Get out of here. Don't give me this fancy Rashba speak. Where's the Rashba speak? One more time to show you inside. Where's that Pesach Eov that he quotes? Come on, where is it? Didn't I show it to you yesterday? Last week? Here it is. Come on, the Pesach Eov. Here it is. Tamayisa Nikabo, Nika! See, we should have bolded it. Nikabo! Timaso is Uwe Hakaraso. Kedesiv, Vechechoho Yitamlo. This is the word, and he compares it to Chazusa. Get out of here, come on, you're putting me on. You give me up. What are you kidding? What, no, so you never heard of anything. Never heard of it. Lohoyu Devarim Eolom. It's not considered to be Nikarayisa. That's not true. We don't apply this svar. As a matter of fact, that's one. That's his. Only has one din. The din is what? A new din. Not no old din. The old din, Shlomar, Tam Kikar teaches you only the old din. It's a standoff. A standoff. Okay, fine. Good. We summarized some of the sheetahs and we added a lot of new things in this discussion. Oh. Fine. Narabosai, I want to say something about the Psak Halach. The Psak Halach. The Rashba. Is Torah Sabayis on here somewhere? Yeah. The Rashba and Torah Sabayis has a long discussion of how we pask. Oh no, I'm going to find this. This is all the way, Yud Aleph Mid Beis. Come on, guy, move. Why it's so slow? You find me at Alphabet Bay, anybody? Look for the. You have to scan the quick switch. Where's your Alphabet Bay? Am I passing it yet? Just pass something. Oh, look at that. Not bad. Yeravman base. Oh. Big tremendous tumul. How do you pass it? Gamaraimizal Kosov Kane. The Tom Kikadorais the Bimishen Amino. Vlom Ruchai betray Botel El Bimin Bimino. The Bimishen Amino, the Malchus Pomiloka Pomeloka. This is what we saw in the Chidushim. Ketzat. Because that's Mechilas Pras. Kol Shaokh, because that's Menisir. Menisir. Loka Debriya Kol. No, never heard Hatta Debachlius. Tokos Mikan. Also, Vain Lokan all of the Debriya Kol. The Alfinon. We know that the Rabbanah Megul Yakov and Rabbi Akiva. Vain Malkan Lola Kesh Lola Kalbachomer. Fine. Very nice. Rabbanah is like Rashi. At the Midaraisa, you need Tamo Uma Mosho. Right? Mosho Lotama Mimino is Mutta Midaraisa. So too, like the Ran said, Tama Veloma Mosho is also only Midrabanan. And he quotes Rabbi Yochanan, Amoroi Bas, what's called there? Amoroi Basroi. Right? Because in Nazir and then in Psochem, they're not sure. Misapkele, da 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 da. It's not a Raya Gemura fun. You have to land something. You have to land. How do we pass at the end of the day? Mikomoko. Nipsak Alocha, Onoma Minismoch, Bonismoch, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Yitzchak Yitzchak Tavri Bahalochas V'Harayvitzal Sherabim Heim V'Amru Lahachmi B'Shel Torah. My Nafkamina for all this pontification. My Nafkamina we saw it in Shulchan Aruch in Sadiches Sif Beis Hilkoch. This is the source. Chatichas Nevela V'Chayotzlo Shenufel L'Kederes Shel Yerokos Obosel Shenufel L'Kederes Shel Cholov Obehepech V'Chein Kav Cholavas Bas Yom Hashini Obehepech V'Obosel Obehepech V'Kodem Shehispik L'Sharim Yesh Bo kedei levatel tamo nishpach o neva k'toso osur misafek tamo is sveka do reisa l'chumra b'ris min b'mino we can be make l'sveka d'rabonon l'kulo. The next Yeroli is the famous salad. Let's see it in the original. Yeroli shim nofel atok mino v'she'en amino hocha bo l'hokel kos man she robo heter shum mino alov the Rabbi Yehuda Kaimelon. B'min b'mino shen amino. What is this? I'm not sure that we read. Kaimel, anyway. B'mino shen amino. Ronis b'mino sheno. V'sh'ar shen amino. Rabbalav u'ma. Oh, quote the Rabbi Yehuda. I meant, quote the Rabbi Yehuda, we pass it this way. So we do the reverse. We didn't want time. The other way around. Ronis shen amino k'mish eno. Sh'arabav u'mavatlo. Who screams against this? V'sh'ach. You're crazy. No, oh, doesn't say that. Shach, he says he never meant it. The shach, he saw the shach, the Rashi never meant it. Can't possibly say it, you taste tarfus. Nothing to do with the Gemara of Salad we had in Kufim. There's no connection. I just wanted to finish it up over here. What am I trying to bring out of the following point of both sides? The Rashba is assuming. Oh. Rabosai, let's open the Shulchan. We still have 10 minutes. I want to give my two main points of course in 10 minutes. If we can do it. 5 minutes a point. Open up, please, to the Aradea. Simon Tzadiches, Shach, Sivkot Nches. Be'emes Tzorech Yim B'din Zeh. Two quotes in the name of the Rashba, we just saw it. And where do you get it from? Chul and Kuf Mebeis, Rowan, in the opposite direction. V'lo Domi Klal. The Hosom B'mino Lavanos and Tamosom. Hukakamin and Ron as Mino Shane Kila Eno. Don is battle the Shane Omino. Abel Hocho. Eich Noma. Ron as Shane Omino Kano Eno. Sof Sof. Hash the no same time. Bishane Omino. Have a sveka the Raisa. Dilmolo Hoyo Shishim. Vino Santam. The Marshal is exactly the same Kasha against his Rashba. Aye, the Bach. The Bach doesn't make any sense. Look at this. You gotta love the Shach. He takes no prisoners. Everybody holds like me. I said, "Befer Shvakeret." No, I'm gonna read it differently. Venerali, the Gamarashra and Mshachim Achav Lo Omru Ella Lahater Esmino. So hard to believe this. That the Rashba only meant to be Mater Esmino. Ulafukid Lo Neva came on the Hashem Nafal B'Shen Amino. You can't have it like Sfeka Daraisa. El Amino, Rowan Eschen Amino Kila Eno. Vasharmino Rabalov Mavatlo. The Mino is Mutter. But Shanamino is Usur. Vahana Delishna Diaglishna. Vashaar Mino Rabalov. The Havle the Meimar Ubino Rabalov. And Shem She'eno Bino Osur Come the Mino Hanisha Rabalov. The Mino Hanisha is Rabba on the Min on the Min on the Min on its own Min. But the Eino Mino is going to in fact be Osur.
Pile plug the Gipshat. Shah can't believe on August with him.
But the Taz says my vart. The Taz says my vart. He quotes the Mashal's Kasha against the Rashba. For those who want to see the Taz, it's a long one. Hey, it's about a quarter of the way down. Quotes the Mashal. Rashal, he calls him. Ain't the Dimyan Klal. The same question the Shah. The Bishlam Ahasam Gabe Min Bimina Vigamura. Ain't Bo Isra Mitzan Nasinas Ta. And the Shigzer Sakosavi. The Rabbi Yudah Shein Ol Piotl Beminu Shemochi Ki Kanami Behedei Min Bishein Omino Amin and Salik Esmina Keno Shirah Lamato Meli Ndor Buta Hakol Aval Hocho Ma the Shin is in the bracket Ma Sheoser Shein Omino Benosin Tamar Doraiso Im Kein Hecha Shinishpach Arot Deva Filu Eiko Nami Mino Badei Sof Sof Adayin Sof Ego Medes Usfeg Raisa Lechumra Ad Kan Lashono. Exactly the same Kajah as the Shach. Look at his teretz. I hold his teretz means my vote. Tam ki iker mamsh. Watch this. Yes, daiti nira diri arash ben achodim a brewer. Tod armina b'gemara salik esmina haino kagon basa shchuta u basa nevela v'harotev. Fine. V'yesh barotev shishim negad ha basa nevela l'chud. Fine. V'hoyal anu lo madim ikom makom basa shchuta yehe osur. Kevin shum min mino ima yisur uvim mino lo behani bitul b'shishim kod rabbi Yehuda. Nothing there. Look what he's saying. My word. Who adin mamish le didan? Shemino bottle berov ben Torah. Ve'eno mino b'shishim l'chulei alma v'nisarei b'sashkuta nevela v'rote ve'ein kan shishim levatel nevela. Maybe nimtza sheyesh kan heter levatel yisir b'sashkuta mitzad shirov negdo uve'mino mahane rov ben haTorah ulo shiroi leser harote mitzad she'ein bo shishim negdo yisir nimtza shenosin bo tam v'zeh minon techashvina l'rotev Kilo nis arev im hanavela. Kevin shekvar botlo hanavela machmas libu imino on a level of the raisa. Vahavi command the lesson. Well, the head of mamash nechshav eisur legamre. Kena min atayra. Alamad rabbanin require shishim. Sveg rabbanin lekula. What did he say over here? My vart. Tam ki hiko mamash. The ikas batal berov. The ikas batal berov on a level of the raisa. So the fact that now you're saying the shach screams, I taste it. What do you taste? You taste a wimp. You taste a wimp that has been neutralized by the mina which drabble of a mavatlo. Mwah! So the shach holds that's a new Easter of tam. So the mela, everything's based upon tam. Just forget about it. But the Taz explained the rashi. No, don't tell me this baloney. No, not at all. Not true. It's not true. Tam is ki'ikr. If the ikr is butl, so the tab that the ego gives out is also bottle. So therefore it's going to be hetter gamur. That's the fundamental machlos which you keep talking about. That the shach holds that tam is a separate iser. And the tab is explaining, no, tam is what we call in our language, ki'ika mamish. Ki'ika mamish. Oh. Rabosa, I have the following shayla. The Rashba, in his calculations of why we say Sveger the Raisa Lechumra, included a few people. What were their names? Illustrious Gedolim. Who remember their names? Rabbi Natan was the first. Who's the next? The Reed. Bahag was the fourth. The Ravid. That means the Rashba and being Machmir is counting on the Ravid. Right? Ravid. Question of both sides. Didn't we say before that the Ravid held in Sveger didn't? We said before, we had no choice. Tzvei dinim, what was the Tzvei dinim? Rabosai, what was the Tzvei dinim? Let's chazer again. One was Rabosai. One was the din, which he called the Svara. Namely, if you have a Kazayas of Isser, you get Malkus. And the second one, we called it a new din. What was the new din? We said the new din is, you taste tarfus. Wait a second. If such a new din exists, then how the Rashba say is salik? We're back to the Shach's kasha. We answered the Shach by quoting the Taz. The Taz says, no, it's no new din. It's Tam Kikum Amish, no new din. But if the Rashba is in part relying on the Chum of the Ravid, and the Ravid, we said before, has this, when it's not Kadas Vichy's Pras, what kind of din does he have? A new din, the Tam itself is Usur, but the Tam itself is Usur, if you hold from that din, then why is he Mekel and Salik? Why isn't he worried about the Ravid over there? You can say that Balabatasha level. Yeah, when the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri and the Bahag and the Ravid agree, will be Machmir. But for the Ravid himself, not. Could say. Or we can say something different, Rabbi Osai. A new Chiddush, and this is my amazing Chiddush for today. I think it's Rabbi Chaim when he said this Chiddush himself. Rabbi Chaim is confronting, has a many simonim on it, many pieces. You want to look up one? Maisa Karbonis, Perik Yud, Halacha Yud Beis. Rabbi Chaim says, don't tell me this bill of goods that Tamki is only a Shem Chodosh. If it's a Shem Chodosh, that will Aser. How is it going to explain why you can be Yotzi Kazayas Matzah Pesach? No, Shem Chodosh not going to work for Kazayas Matzah Pesach. Must be a Tam is Ki'ikar Mamsh. Rabbi Chaim, it's against Al Gemara. Al Gemara says, Chulim Mikotchim Lo Yalfinam. If the Pshat and Tam is as Ki'ikar Mamsh, so that should apply across the board. Once you know it in one place, you should know it everywhere. This is Rabbi Chaim's kasha. You got to look it up. The beautiful brisket kasha. Answers Rabbi Chaim of brisket teretz. There is no svara pshuta. Come on. Svara pshuta? Not so push at this Sammy Snickerisa. That's not just svara pshuta. Come on. There's no svara pshuta. No. You need exeris akosav of Tam Kiko. But the nature of the Gzeres HaKosev is not an Isur Chodosh. The nature of the Chiddush is that the Isur is not Batal. So it's the Tam Kikar is a Gzeres HaKosev, which tells you that the Isur is not Batal. So says Reb Chaim in Hilchis Maaser Korbanos. Quote that we said until now, it's against Kamat all the Rishonim who say Tam Kikar is Mamish, or it's Nisu Chodosh, or it's Svei Dinin. Reb Chaim seems to be in no man's land. I have to say, like the Ravid, it's Svei Dinin. Psachim is Xeris HaKosuf, Tam Kikar, and Zvachim, the Yotze Matzah, never says Tam Kikar. The words Tam Kikar, we said before, Ben Adfan Chul Kufches, and Adfan Zvachim Ayin Ches either. Look it up, you'll see. The words Tam Kiker are not found. That's a svara. The svara is Niker. And that svara, Bosai, works even with respect to matzah. But Tam Kiker for Isur, the nature of the din is, Isur is not Batel. Oh. So I ran out of time. I never like to go late. We'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll finish up these in Yonah. I'm going to try to prove to you that the Rashba, according to the Rashba, the Rashba is like a Chaim. Sounds a funny way to say it. And we'll have to analyze whatever's going to do with the question of Matzah and Ayin Ches. And finally, the Ramah, Basar Shma, Basar Taima, the Shach screams again, should follow Basar Taima over here. Basar Shma only by Mashu's. We'll try to answer that question tomorrow as well, believe that. Good, we'll stop here. If 10 guys want to have a minute, please do so.